In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning and Happy New Year to you all. Yes. We love the Christmas stories that we can easily visualize in our minds. Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. The straw and the manger. The sheep and the shepherds. The angels and the angelic choir. The three wise men and their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But in John's gospel, we hear none of these, none, absolutely none. Instead, we hear, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. And sometimes you wonder, what is all this about? Even when I was preparing my sermon, I got to be confused. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. God became man. God incarnate. The Old Testament prepared us for this one shining moment when God revealed His glory in the face of Jesus. And when He came, they failed to recognize Him because they looked at the robe He wore and they failed to see God behind the robe. I'm not talking here about His clothes. I'm talking about His flesh. He drapes Himself in the robe of the flesh, a robe that He picked from the womb of Mary. Stepped out from the womb of Mary, and they called Him the carpenter's son. But in reality, He is not a carpenter's son. He is the Son of God. Jesus is the brain of divine intelligence behind the universe. Then the Word became flesh, the brilliant mind and the logic behind the universe became flesh. When you read the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 19, it says, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. One of the things associated with Christmas is peace. And at the birth of Jesus, the angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. And peace is a state of inner calm and designates right relationship with God and with us. It is a gift to us. And our gift to God is to make peace with one another. Peace in our families. That is the gift. When you read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. Why? To show us the way to the Father, but also for us to demonstrate the love that God has bestowed upon us. He gave us peace. As we say, the peace that passes all understanding. He gave us peace, and we in turn should share that peace and love with one another. No greater love than for a man, for you to lay down your life for your families, for your friends. So what gift did you give this year? And what gift are you going to give in the year 2019? God has given us his own gift, his son. And what gift did you give? And what gift are you going to give in 2019? I'll tell you a story about the gift, the kind of gift we are to give. A little boy and his father had a conversation one night. The boy said, "Daddy, how much do you make an hour?" The father was surprised and said, "Look, son, not even your mother knows how much I make. But Daddy, just tell me, please, tell me, how much do you make an hour?" The boy insisted. The father said, $20. "Okay, Daddy, could you loan me $10? And so the father yelled at his son, "So that was the reason you asked how much I make? Go to sleep. Don't bother me anymore." But at night, the father thought over what he said and started to feel guilty. Maybe my son needed to buy something. And finally, he went to his son's room. "Are you asleep, son?" "No, Daddy." "Why?" Here is the money you asked for earlier." "Thanks, Daddy." The boy received the money and reached under his pillow and brought out some more money. "Now," he said to himself, "I have enough. I have $20. Then he said to his father, "Daddy, could you sell me 1 hour of your time? Could you sell me 1 hour of your time and I'll give you $20. That is the gift the son wanted from his father. An hour, just an hour of his time. And he said, "I'll give you $20 just to give me an hour of your time." What gift are you giving your family 2019? You see, we have two lives, a private or family life and a public or professional life. And these two lives should be in harmony, but very often they are in tension. Jesus resolved this tension by giving priority to his family life, but unfortunately, we often try to resolve it by giving priority to our professional lives, leaving behind our family. "Can you give me 1 hour of your time?" We think the only way we could prove our love for our family is to work very hard and make money. I ask you, 2019, give time to your family. Value and invest in your private life with your families before your professional life. Pay attention to your family. Give affection and appreciation to your family. Take time today to look on your right, to look on your left, and then notice the man or the woman or the child sitting by you. And then ask yourself, how could I make a difference in the life of this person? How could I give a bit more attention, affection, and appreciation to this person? We need to value family. You look at the story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. How they loved and supported. What a family that we need to emulate. There was a Sunday school teacher who taught the kids about the importance of the family and the things money cannot buy. He said, money cannot buy laughter. It cannot buy love, he told them. And so to illustrate his point, he said, what will you do if I offered you $1,000 not to love your mother and father? And there was dead silence. These are kids. Finally, there was a voice at the back, a small boy. He raised up his hand and he said, how much will you give me not to love my big sister? How much will you give me not to love my big sister? The love between parents and children or grandparents and grandchildren comes more easily to us than the love between siblings. But when you ask yourself, why did God come down to be among us? God became man and died for you and he died for me. And I ask you to trust him that there's going to be a shifting in your life if you trust him. There is bound to be. But you got to trust him. He's about to shift you into a new direction. You got to trust him. To shift you into your destiny. To shift you into a new normal. Look at your life this year. What you have gone through and how God brought you out of your troubles when you cried to him. Look at all the doors he opened. The way he destroyed the yoke that was hanging around your neck. The generational curse that had to be torn down for him to bring you where you are right now. Just take stock of this year, 2018, and see the things you've gone through and the things God has done for you. We need to take stock of our lives. God has pronounced a definite benediction on your old system, your old structure, having the same issues, interacting with the same people, and most importantly, living with the same emotional chaos for the last 10 years or so of your life. And God is saying to you this new year, I am going to change you. But you have to trust him. You have to believe. Faith is an act of trust, an act of self-abandonment by which you no longer rely on your own strength, but you rely on the saving grace of God. And that is faith. You have to trust him. And you are here this morning to break loose from the old system that kept bringing you back to your old problems. The same weaknesses, the same depression, the same suicidal thoughts, the same discouragement. But I tell you, we'll escape all these problems. Escape from what is drawing you down if you trust him. If you believe that this is why he has come among us. And that is why John says to us, God has become man. The gravitational pull had held you down for a long time. And because of the pull in your life, you have lost relations, you've lost jobs, you've lost opportunities in life. But I pray as we move on to the new year 2019, and as you trust your God, believe that you'll be blessed and get out of your problems into your destiny. There is a reason you are here, and there is a reason why you are alive, and there is a reason why maybe your friends have gone before you. There is a reason. God is not true with you yet. He wants you to continue to trust him. And God said, I am drawing you into your future. I have more to offer you than your past. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that is his message for us today. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And the gift that I pray that you give to one another, most especially you give to your family, is to cultivate that family relationship. And pray. Prayer is not easy. Prayer is hard. It's tough. Prayer is very, very tough. But remember, the family that prays together stays together. If there are problems in your life, you got to pray together. If there are difficulties in your life, in your family life, you got to pray together. Because God has come to lead us to the Father. You got to trust him. And I pray that God will help us to understand this as we move into the year 2019. Pray for the grace of God to fill us and to come to love him more and more. Amen.